Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
College graduates are looking to enter the workforce at a time of high unemployment and canceled internships. Let's get some strategic help from Rick Cobb, Executive Vice President at Challenger Gray and Christmas here in Chicago. Rick, the challenge is really no way to overstate it, right? These young people looking for either a path into a job or an internship, it's just really tough to find one right now.
It absolutely is. And there's an additional challenge for somebody coming out of college now, and that's just their own personal experience. You know, this is a generation that's very used to social media and online presence and navigating that virtual world. And that seems like an advantage, but at the end of this process, no matter how it initiates, you have to have a conversation with somebody who wants to hire you. And that's more difficult now than it used to be, just in general.
So what should they do if they're trying to, I guess they, you know, they want to stay fresh, they want to get started, even at a time where it's going to be difficult?
Well, let's look at the math. You know, if you have a significant unemployment population, now your competition is everybody out there who's looking for work just like you. But you don't have to replace, you don't have to change the unemployment number. You have to find work. And so the thing that is most effective in North America is to pursue the network part of the market. Really, about, the studies have said, anywhere from 60 to 80% of jobs obtained come from some form of networking. If you're spending all of your time on the job aggregators and, you know, Glassdoor and LinkedIn and all of that, you're really just putting yourself in a pool with 1,000 other people in competition. And the job on the other end is not hiring somebody. It's how do I get this list of 1,000 people down to the 10 I'm going to talk to, or look at the resume and then pass them on to the next person who's going to actually have a conversation with 3 of them. And even in that situation, there's no guarantee of hiring. So you're really looking for, how do I change the numbers? And you change the numbers by identifying who it is that you know and who your people you know who can introduce you, or you can use their name. And the critical part of that is, if I say to you, hey, Cisco, who do you know? And you say, let me have your resume and I'll send it to a friend of mine. The problem with that is the relationship is between you and your friend. I'm not even part of it. I'm a poker chip in the game. So what I would really want to do instead is, Cisco, is it okay when I'm out networking, are you comfortable with me using your name and then me using you as a reference, or referencing you as somebody that we have in common when I'm pushing myself? Because no matter how well you know me, you're not going to know me as well as I know myself, and you can't change my answer if you don't have that information. So you have to be way more proactive, way more direct.
I'm wondering, is there something to doing that? You make those connections and maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. Is there something to going out and taking maybe a low wage job just to have something on the resume as you continue searching for something in your career field? Or is that a bad idea?
Well, I'll back up one step from that. Your process that you're developing and trying to get really good at is getting as far in the hiring process as possible. So if somebody finally, you get to a point where someone is willing to offer you a job, that's great. That means that you've done something correct. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to take it. And you may decide that you need to take it for whatever. Everybody's situation is unique. Perhaps your parents have been laid off. You have all sorts of debt incurred, et cetera. So we can't speak to that. But really what you're trying to do is get good at getting as far in the process as possible. Because until someone says, this is the job, this is what it pays, this is what you do, this is where you'd sit or how you'd do your job, you have no leverage. You can't turn down something that hasn't been offered. So I guess my answer is maybe not take the job, but certainly getting offers and turning them down is way better than getting nothing. And it's got nothing to do with what you want. It's about what they want. So you have to put your own agenda aside in general and practice that skill.
Yeah, thick skin for a while, for sure. Thank you, Rick Cobb, Executive Vice President at Challenger Gray and Christmas.